Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Somebody's mic is still on this thing. Brent, it might be you.
It might be me.
No, it's not you. It's somebody, though. Oh, it might be off now. Hey, everyone. Hi. We're just trying to work out a new system so that we can post you guys some video on the Alice 973 Instagram, which you should all be following. In fact, it's the sponsor for the celebrity trash. Everyone follow the Alice 973 Instagram. And while you're there, see who Alice follows and follow all of us. That's what we're looking for. You know, we're posting constantly on there. Alice, though, she just posts us. Come on. Well, we're going to start the celebrity trash. By the way, hi, happy hump day. It's a great day. It's going to be, you know, cold compared to yesterday. It's only going to be like 100 instead of 105.
Oh, cold. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
It's going to be freezing. I mean, well, you're not even going to need your AC. We're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. These are the very best songs in the country at this moment. So saith Billboard. You know, these are, they used to be based on sales, and now it's really just based on
streams.
And I don't know how many streams you have to get to make it like a sales equivalent. But, you know, somehow they've figured out this way, this, you know, method of figuring out. I mean, I believe them. I'm sure they're right. I'm sure these are the very best songs because there they are every week. Oh, want to hear the funniest thing? Oh, maybe I won't give it away.
No, tell me the funniest
thing. You'll hear it during the thing. I'll point it out when it doesn't happen. At number 100, we'll start there. Oh, yay!
Oh, there's Nicole.
Now. Oh, woo!
You know, I was looking at that picture you'd posted, Brent. I'm like, that lady's playing the guitar upside down. What's her problem? Maybe she's going for Hendrix or something, but it did seem weird. Huh. Where'd you find that?
I guess it was mirrored. That's a company picture for actually made for Zoom.
Oh. Like as a placeholder or something? We're working out a Zoom thing so that, you know, I don't know. In the end, it's better video or something. I don't know.
No, it's just gonna be easier for us to share stuff and record.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like he can jack the whole screen and put up the photo that we're all supposed to be looking at. That's kind of cool. So it works for us. And we're just going to talk about it all morning. You're not going to get to see it. At number 100 on the Billboard Best Songs in the World. Thomas Rhett featuring Reba McEntire, Hillary Scott, Chris Tomlin, and Keith Urban. Woo!
Now you're talking.
Yeah. I know how you love country.
This
is at number 100. It's falling. Let's see. Last week it was number 86. It's called Be a Light. In a time full of war, crank that sucker up.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay, so do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, Bryn, let me ask you a question. On Trolls World Tour, do you like the Country Town, the two songs that are sung? You like those?
Yeah, the Kelly Clarkson one.
Kelly Clarkson one, uh-huh. And then the other one is the one where, like, I'm going to the Flats or something like that. It's the chase scene.
Yes. Oh. You know what? I actually learned to love a lot of those songs. In the beginning, I didn't like it as much. But it's grown on to me after.
They're excellent.
Listen, you listen
after
to something long
time,
enough, and it's
right.
I used to work at a country station, and it was
lucky you. Tell me everything.
WCTK New Bedford.
Oh.
It was.
How'd you get your hat on over your headphones? That seems to be like
you have to cut holes. It's a trick.
Oh,
it's a okay. Yeah. It's a trick. I was Sarah Emily on there. Sarah Emily,
did you talk with a country
no,
accent?
No, they actually said, don't do that. Don't talk with a country accent.
Oh, so you were like, hey, howdy. Check
hey,
me
howdy.
Out over here.
No, but it was funny because just saying Sarah Emily made me want to. Sarah Emily made me draw a little. Couldn't help myself. But they actually, you know, because we switched. We were like a kind of an easy listening station. It was one of the first jobs I ever had in radio. And Joni Pfeiffer was the PD.
Hey, Joni.
Hey, Joni. She gave me a break. You know, she gave me my really, well, maybe my like second break in radio. But I got, you know, my own midday show. And then she replaced me with some dude, which bummed me out. But anyway, that's the long story. Just listening to that music, like it was like I fell in love with the Judds. I loved the Judds.
All right.
I thought they were great. But I would be so like blanded out by the time because it felt like all the songs were like the same chords and everything was in the same key. And I would get out of that place and get in my car and pop in a tape. Tapes, kids, they were these little cassettes. And you had to like play, you had a player in your car. And if you left your cassette on the seat, it would melt. And you had to have a pen nearby in case the tape got loose. So you could twist that right
up. Hold on a minute. You had a cassette melt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where were you living?
In Massachusetts. It gets hot there. It's real humid, too. But in the summer, like, you had to be careful where you kept your tapes because they would degrade, you know?
Whoa. I never
saw
that happen.
I left one. Well, I mean, it wasn't melted to the point where it was liquid, but it was, it like, stuck together. You couldn't pull the tape anymore. It had, like, melded with the rest of itself. But it had been sitting on the, right on the hot seat. For hours, you know, like during the day. Anyway, so I'd get in there and I would pop in a cassette tape of AC/DC and I would rock out all the way home because I like had to just purge myself of the country tunes.
Is this when you lived at your parents' house?
I did live at my parents' house at this point, yeah. Yep. This was right before I quit that job to move to Florida with John when we first started living together.
So when you were at the country station, you were mailing tapes to Florida job opening.
I was mailing tapes to every station in the Daytona and Orlando area because I knew we were moving there. We went down to, John wanted to work for Disney and he had, you know, that was his goal. He wound up working for a Disney hotel. You know, you take what you can get and try to keep your foot in the door. But it was, nothing specific, but I went in and, I charmed the pants off this one guy and he's like, she's hired. And the program director was like, oh, she's not that good. He goes, no, she's hired. We're putting her on. I was like, yes, this is awesome. I made him laugh, you know, just charmed him.
Wow.
He like, yeah. He was the station owner.
Hey,
he's
so
like, no, she's in.
I started to put this together the other day, but it was going to be too much of a sidetrack to bring it up. So your brother then moved to Florida after you did?
No, he was going to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona. That's where he went to college. My parents, because houses down there, I think, I don't know what they paid, $35,000 for a house down there, that he promptly, you know, for him to live in, and they thought this would be a good investment, and after 4 years when he's done, if he stays there, great, there's a house, and if not, we'll sell it for a profit. I don't know what they paid for it, but, you know, cheap, especially by today's standards.
Right.
Nice, you know, 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch house in a fine neighborhood.
So you moved into the house with him is what you're saying.
We moved into, this was after 4 years of it being a frat house. Like, I'm not kidding you. Basically, he moved his frat into that house and it was destroyed. So because they were going to put it on the market, because my brother was graduating, John and I agreed that we could live there. My mom and dad said, you can live there for free if you
fix it.
If you fix it. So we had to repair and paint. We had to redo a whole bathroom. The place had been destroyed. The rug was, we pulled that rug up and it was like, trolls lived under there, like, and had never been allowed to. They didn't have bathrooms. They just went there. It was like no dogs were even living in the house, and there was like a freaking flea infestation. It was unbelievable.
Gross.
What had happened to this house. It's a frat house, you know, horrible. So we scrubbed that thing within an inch of its life, replaced the rugs, did all the painting, and they put it on the market.
Okay, so wait, so you went from there to Florida basically behind your brother. Did he go to St. Louis before you too?
No.
You went to St. Louis and then he followed you.
We were moving to Orlando, but we landed in Daytona, fixed the house up. That took about 2 months. Then we found an apartment. By then we got jobs in Orlando and we moved to Orlando. John moved someplace else in Florida at that point. Then we moved to California. That was when I worked at the bus, 96.5 in Ventura. And then I got a job at KLOS. And then the program director who hired me at KLOS got fired. He went to St. Louis and hired me to do middays there. And my brother had an opportunity through his company to work in St. Louis. He's like, hey, I'll come. We'll all hang. And it was great.
And my sister
came there too. At one point, all three of us were living in St. Louis. It was great. It was really fun.
What a trip.
I know. It was cool. And then from there, I went to Philly, and that's where I met you.
Right.
And my life finally began.
Oh, sure. Anyway, sorry to sidetrack you. You were going to say some trash stuff?
It's because we started with a country song, and then
oh, right.
We got
one song
thing.
In.
Okay, yeah,
so we've done
number 100.
Here's a song Vinny was asking about from Trolls.
Well, I will say, in the Cars movie, doesn't Rascal Flatts do the Life is a Highway?
Yeah.
That rendition of it is
excellent.
Excellent. That's like the best. It's not even a country song, I guess. I don't know, but they made it awesome.
This is actually Dierks Bentley?
Dierks Bentley is this is an excellent song. Anyway, so sorry to have sidetracked you.
Fine.
Number 9.
It's okay. All relative.
No, that was number 100.
Oh, Jesus. We're not even at the 10 yet.
No. Now we're at the 10. Here we go. Number 10 this
Before
week.
Before you hit number 10, there was something at number 11 you might want to know about.
Oh. Oh, is this the surprise I was talking
about?
And
I'm kind of bummed that it's even that high. Yeah.
I know. Me too.
It's your boy.
Well, my boy?
Right, isn't he?
No. What you talking about? What you talking about?
Always want to chase count. So he was at number 3 last week.
I assure you, Tekashi 6ix9ine is not my boy.
That's Tekashi. You know who I thought that was? Who's the kid? Bust into the club.
Oh, Corey Feldman.
I thought that was Corey Feldman.
Well, he's at the same level of credibility with the snitching.
Right.
So Tekashi, who he pitched a fit and said, Billboard lies. They're awful. I hate those guys. That sounds like Cartman. he debuted in third place last week. It was very disappointing. Now he's not even in the top 10. So thank you for doing it. I didn't know where he had fallen to, only to number 11, though. So just barely out of the top 10.
You know,
let's keep an eye on
that. About
that. What's
though,
that?
Is he was accusing Ariana and Justin about cheating, remember?
Yeah.
However, they supposedly did that. They're not in the top 10 either.
Oh, where are they? So they jumped to number 1. They were number 1.
And then and fell was... all the way out?
Yeah.
Let's see where they're
cheating.
At.
Maybe they were cheating.
Maybe they were cheating.
Oh, my God. He's right.
Maybe you know, though, Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj are still number 2. So
right,
hold on a second.
It's legit. They're at number 13. Stuck with you.
Oh, Ariana, so they. No, that song.
Wow.
It's great. Anyway, so shall I start the top 10 now?
Yeah.
Here we go. Number 10. Circles, Post Malone. 38 weeks on the chart. Coming in at number 9 is a Justin Bieber song featuring Quavo. And that was number 11 last week. It's back in the top 10, rising. At number 8 is Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Tell me now. I love this tune. Number 1 for a really long time is the Roddy Ricch song. It's down at number 7 now, The Box. At number 6 is Future featuring Drake. Life is good. We've also got Drake at number 5 with the Toosie slide.
I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. You can't let this one slide.
Basically. Let's see. At number 4 is DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, and this is a song called Rockstar. Better let me go today. At number 3 is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. Ooh. At number two, holding steady, is Doja Cat featuring Nicki Minaj. Once again at number two is Say So. Say So. And number one, jumping up five spots from last week. It's been on the charts for 10 weeks, and you've heard it. It was number five last week. Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce is up at number one this week. Savage. Turn is more. 800 degree. Whole team eat. Chef's cause she's a treat. She's so bougie, bougie. Never teeth. I'm a savage. Had a tooth nasty. Talk big, big, but my bank account match it. Hood, but I'm classy. Rich, but does anybody know the TikTok dance for this? Show me the TikTok dance, Nicole. Just do it. You know it.
I only know parts of it.
Yeah, well, show me the parts that you know.
I only know, like, stupidity do this, and then, I don't know. I just, that's all.
What about ratchet? What do you
oh,
do
that's
for...
when you like pop your butt.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Pop your butt.
Is that, they really only play that one little chunk of it. Uh-huh. I'm savage. Something. I'm a bougie. Savage. Here we go. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Ratchet.
Sassy, moody. You know, you know it, Nicole.
I'm thinking of it.
Yeah,
I
Nicole, do it.
I actually haven't seen that in a while, so that was all I would see on my feed.
Oh my god! For a while, it was. It's why I jumped off of TikTok, because I just totally did that.
Anyway, you're off TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I for a couple. There were a couple weeks there where I was just like, I'm not doing anything. TikTok. Zip, 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 zip. But then I was over it.
All right.
Next up, this is. Oh my God! Look at the time.
I know, I blew it.
All right, you know what? I'm going to lead next, because I already talked about the story a little bit, but so I'll save it for 8 o'clock. America's Got Talent is back, and there's a guy named Archie Williams, and his story's amazing, and we'll hear about him at 8 o'clock. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Pants. And jobs after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.